prices and the right coverage at Danny Menholt CarMart 360 and CarMart360.com. See dealer for warranty details.
Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I think the funniest thing that I saw just a few minutes ago, it was doing a quick scan of Twitter. I need to go check the Federalist.com. That's one of the sites I've got to check every single day. And I forgot to do that one, but that's all right. I'll check that one during the breaks here. But let's see. He's a Hemingway. I believe he is the husband of Molly Hemingway, who is a senior figure at the Federalist.com as well. Where was it at here? I thought... Oh, yeah, here we go. Leave it to a Hemingway to write it so poetically here. So Adam Schiff, you know, the Democrat congressman from California who lied about Russia collusion, who lied about Trump, who lied about fake intelligence, all sorts of stuff, right? He has now been booted off of the House Intelligence Committee by Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy. Now, before you get your feathers all ruffled up, how dare he do that? You remember Nancy Pelosi booted Republicans off of committees when she was Speaker of the House. So now the shoe's on the other foot. Their people can get booted off of committees. And Adam Schiff is certainly worthy of the boot. Anyway, the Daily Caller, this was a video from the Daily Caller where they shared Congressman Adam Schiff's posts a TikTok video after being removed from the House Intelligence Committee. And in this video, Schiff makes the laughable claim that somehow... That the Republicans are doing the bidding of the communist Chinese by kicking Schiff off of the Intelligence Committee. When Schiff has literally been doing the bidding of the communist Chinese through COVID-19, through undermining Trump and the American economy, you name it. I mean, who benefited the most from Trump impeachment and the coup attempts against Trump? It was the communist Chinese, right? Adam Schiff did their bidding the whole time. But here he is on TikTok making this claim that somehow him getting booted off of the Intelligence Committee is helpful to the Chinese. Anyway, Mark Hemingway so poetically, covered this. He says, you know, Adam Schiff, he's so invested in America's national security that he's whining about it on a Chinese espionage site. You know, TikTok in Montana is banned for state employees because it's basically a Chinese espionage site. But here's Adam Schiff complaining that he can't be on the Intelligence Committee anymore, and he complains about it on the Chinese-owned TikTok. Doesn't get any more rich than that, does it? All right. Let me just run right into it here. This is from Hannity's show last night. He gives a great intro.
Let's just listen to Speaker McCarthy, his powerful beatdown to a clueless PBS reporter. Look at this.
You just told us you are keeping out of ship, removing him from the Intel Committee.
Is Santos on the Intel Committee? Am I allowing Schiff to be on other committees? Go right ahead.
Respectfully, thank you. You said that lying to us is something that means you should be removed from the Intelligence Committee, but why is it not a factor?
Well, let me be very clear.
This is a man who should not be on committee, something you do have power over.
He's got elected by his district.
So, answering my question. Why is lying?
Okay. Let me be very clear and respectful to you. You ask me a question. When I answer it, it's the answer to your question. You don't get to determine whether I answer your question or not, okay? In all respect. Thank you. No. Let's answer her question. You just raised a question. I'm going to be very clear with you. The Intel Committee is different. You know why? Because what happens in the Intel Committee, you don't know. What happens in the Intel Committee, although the secrets are going on in the world, other members of Congress don't know. What did Adam Schiff do as the chairman of the Intel Committee? What Adam Schiff did, use his power as a chairman and lie to the American public. Even the Inspector General said it. But I will not be like Democrats and play politics with thieves, where they removed Republicans from...
Let's just listen to...
Hold on 1 second. I accidentally pressed a wrong button there. Apologize. Here we go.
But I will not be like Democrats and play politics with thieves, where they removed Republicans from committees and all committees. So, yes, he can serve on a committee, but he will not serve on Intel because it goes to the national security of America. And I will always put them first. All right. And if you want to talk about Swalwell, let's talk about Swalwell, because you have not had the briefing that I had. I had the briefing and Nancy Pelosi had the briefing from the FBI. The FBI never came before this Congress to tell the leadership of this Congress that Eric Swalwell had a problem with a Chinese spy until he served on Intel. So it wasn't just us who were concerned about it. The FBI was concerned about putting a member of Congress on the Intel committee that has the rights to see things that others don't because of his knowledge and relationship with a Chinese spy. But you know what? Those voters elected Schiff, even though he lied. Those voters elected Swalwell, even though he lied to the American public, too. So you know what? I'll respect his voters, too, and they'll serve on committees. But they will not serve on a place that has national security relevance because integrity matters to me. That's the answer to your question.
All right, Oos, that's how to battle a corrupt media mob.
Did Sean Hannity just say Oos? Yeah, epic smackdown there by Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy. Wow. And so the bottom line is he really nailed it here, because this liberal reporter is saying, well, why don't you kick this George Santos guy out of Congress? And McCarthy is saying, look, the people of New York elected him. Now, I may not like it. I may not like some of the lies that this guy has given, but I don't like the lies that Joe Biden has given either. I don't like the lies that Adam Schiff has given. His point is as Speaker of the House, he doesn't determine who serves in Congress. The people that vote in those districts determine who serves in Congress. I mean, if he could willy-nilly say, well, George Santos lied, he's out of Congress. Well, could he willy-nilly say, you know what, Joe Biden lied multiple times, he's out of the White House? Some of you may wish he could say that. Some of you wish he could do that. But as Speaker of the House, he is responsible, and he does get to determine who sits on these committees. And so, Schiff, no more Schiff show at the Intelligence Committee. You're out. Swalwell, Fang Fang.
And with interest-free financing, now is the best time to visit the professionals at Rimrock Cabinet.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, without question, 2 years of drought have severely depleted our U.S. hay stocks. In fact, the recently released December 1 hay stocks report from USDA shows total hay stocks of 71.9 million tons, or 16.4% below the previous 10-year average, and the lowest December 1 hay stocks on record in the data dating back to 1973. Meanwhile, all hay production last year was down 12.4% from the previous 10-year average, with alfalfa hay down 13.2% and other hay down nearly 12%. Overall, hay production last year was the lowest on record since the data was started back in 1974. Bottom line, folks, is decreased hay stocks basically means the U.S. cattle industry could still face additional liquidation this winter and is still really vulnerable to severe winter weather in the next couple of months. And of course, new forage production is still several months away in the south and even farther away in northern regions. In the meantime, if you want to check out more state-specific data, you can visit us online at westernagnetwork.com or check out our Facebook page. Stay with us. We'll have more egg news right after this. Exceptional Angus genetics is what you'll find at the Little Goose Ranch of Bighorn, Wyoming. And the ranch's philosophy is to produce balanced, functional cattle to keep your herds moving forward. Little Goose Ranch bulls sire calves to offer pounds at weaning and daughters that make great replacement heifers. Saturday, January 28, 50 yearling Angus bulls, 12 commercial yearling Angus replacement heifers, and one youth donation heifer sale at Buffalo Livestock in Buffalo, Wyoming. Sale time is 1 o'clock, also carried live on Northern Livestock Video. Visit Little Goose Ranch.
Farmers know a thing or two about being tough, and they hold their wheat to that same standard. Their fields need to be able to take on anything, because there's no telling what tomorrow has in store. That's why Westbred brand wheat offers varieties like WB9590 and WB9719. Both offer high yield potential, standability, and are balanced with protein. Meet your standards of excellence. Plant Westbred. Performance may vary.
Well, the Senate Agriculture Committee has scheduled four hearings on farm bill issues, starting with the review next Wednesday on the trade and horticulture titles. They say additional hearings will take place February 9th on commodity programs, crop insurance and credit, February 16th on domestic nutrition assistance programs, and March 1 on conservation and forestry. In some other news here on this Thursday morning, on the House side, the bipartisan Safer Highways and Increased Performance for Interstate Trucking Act, or SHIPIT Act, would boost trucking capacity, improve supply chain efficiency, and keep costs down for consumers. Now, the bill was introduced recently by South Dakota Representative Dusty Johnson and California's Jim Costa. And finally, last week at the ASI's annual convention in Fort Worth, Texas, Wyoming's Brad Boner stepped into the role of ASI president for the next couple of years. Now he's joined on the ASI officer team by Montana's Ben LaFelt as vice president and California's Joe Pazzi as the new secretary and treasurer. Pretty good representation on the national level from right here in Western Ag Network country. I'm Russell Nennett.
Serving the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man. Whatever we were talking about yesterday in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, holy cow, we had a bunch of messages that came in on our Montana Talks app. We get a little fast moving towards the end of the show, so sometimes it's hard to keep up with all the messages that come in. But we still give them a read, and then sometimes share them the next day on the show. So I've got a bunch of messages to catch up on here that poured in. You know, we were talking about the homeless situation in Kalispell, Montana, and we even got a nice surprise phone call from one of the Flathead County Commissioners that authored that very powerful letter, basically saying that, hey, look, we're all about helping people that live here, that come on tough times, but we have all these services that don't have the accountability in place, and what they're doing is they're recruiting the out-of-state transient population to come to Montana, to choose Montana, shall we say, as the transient destination of choice. And it was a great, great, well-written letter by the Flathead County Commissioners. Of course, the liberal mob media has done their best to try to attack them over it. But as the Flathead County Commissioner Pam Holmquist told us yesterday, she said, you know what, they're getting all sorts of support from folks out there. So, once again, that whole story to me is a reminder of the fact that you know what, the liberal mob media, they will think one thing and they will all serve as, they'll sit in their little bubbles and they'll serve as their little echo chamber, because the liberal mob media all says the same thing, they all think the same way, they all feel the same way, and then they go to Twitter to their little Montana politics hashtag or wherever, and then they got all these phony accounts set up by these Democrat consulting firms. And again, they're in their little bubble. They all say the same things, think the same things. And then we come in and bloop and burst their little bubble with what real Montanans have to say, with what most folks out here are thinking about these issues. You know, and we saw this especially with the COVID craziness that was going on. And once again, this homeless story is symbolic of that liberal mob media thinks one way. Little Twitter bubble of the liberals think one way, and then bloop, the people come in, the people speak out on shows like this, and weigh in with common sense. I'm going to play it after when we come out at 6:40. I'll play. We've got about a 6 or 7 minute report on the governor's State of the State address last night. I'll play that for you here in just a few minutes, so that you can hear some of the highlights from Governor Greg Gianforte's State of the State address. May even include a response from the Democrats. But first, you know, we were talking about Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell being kicked off of these committees. Former CIA director and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made it very clear that somebody like Adam Schiff should be nowhere near the House Intelligence Committee. And if anything, to me, this whole Biden document scandal where he has classified documents going back to his time in the Senate, when none of those documents should have ever left that secure facility in Congress, shows that we can't trust people like Schiff with that kind of access.
Fox News, and I'm Chris Foster. Ukraine's top general says air defense has shot down 47 of the 55 missiles fired by the Russian military today. At least one death is reported in the capital, Kyiv.
We're told two critical energy infrastructure facilities were hit in the Odessa region. The Kremlin now saying it sees the promised delivery of Western tanks to Ukraine as evidence of growing U.S. and European involvement. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A California judge rules video associated with a hammer attack on former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, should be made public.
News agents asked for copies of it, but the San Francisco DA's office refused, saying people could manipulate it to spread false information. Fox, the New York Times, and others argued prosecutors could debunk false information by releasing the footage.
Fox's Jill Nato. The economy is reported to have grown at an annual rate of 2.9% in the last quarter of last year. America's listening to Fox News.
Uh-oh. Oh, I was wondering what was going on with the Paul Pelosi hammer attack. Whatever happened with that guy, right? Remember the guy with the BLM flags and the rainbow flags outside of his makeshift camper? You wouldn't be surprised if that if you saw that transient pull into Kalispell one of these days, either, would you? Anyway, yeah, they're going to release the body camera footage there. That ought to be interesting, huh? Okay, let's get to it here. Schiff should be nowhere near the House Intelligence Committee. Here is the former director of the CIA, Mike Pompeo.
So I had the incredible privilege to serve on that committee. It covers the most classified, most difficult stuff. Not every member of Congress gets to see the information that the Intelligence Committee sees. And Adam Schiff lied to the American people. And during my time as CIA director and Secretary of State, I know that he leaked classified information that had been provided to him. Now, the fact that Adam Schiff was the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee almost ruined that committee. It serves an incredibly important function for the American people. Speaker McCarthy got this one exactly right. Adam Schiff should be nowhere near serving on the Intelligence Committee. I don't think he should be seeing classified information.
And, sir, given that he leaked information, that's a felony at minimum, up to treason. Why was there no accountability for the millions of people watching right now? How is that being allowed to go further, let alone giving him the fodder for him to complain about being removed from the committee?
So it's a complicated process, right? It's difficult to pin down precisely what happened. But I could tell you that when we provided information to him and to his staff, it ended up in places it shouldn't have been with alarming regularity. Mm-hmm. And we could see it. So in the end, I decided I held back information from them. As a result of that, I just didn't have confidence that providing that information, which was my obligation to work with the congressional branch, right, to work with them, I didn't feel comfortable we could do that. And so I've been troubled by Mr. Schiff's behavior. He told the American people repeatedly, oh, there's more to know about the Russia hoax. We suffered for 2.5 years of the administration. There's more to come. He knew it wasn't true. He went after Devin Nunes in ways that were indecent when he knew what Representative Nunes had written was true. He was out telling a whopper. And you shouldn't be around the Intelligence Committee when you can't manage both classified information and the truth.
All right. Spot on there by former CIA director, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, a West Point graduate. Yeah, old Schiff's feeling the pain, isn't he? Well, you might be feeling some actual pain, not the Schiff makeup pain. I'm talking about real pain. I'm talking about pain in your knees, pain in your back, pain in your joints. I'll tell you what, if you've got ongoing joint pain, maybe it's from arthritis, maybe it's from an injury, you need to give a call to QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in what's referred to as regenerative medicine, where basically they use the healing properties that are already in your body, and then they take those and they put them right back into your achy joints to heal your body. So if you're somebody who wants to get off the pain meds, you want to avoid a surgery, you've just been dealing with the pain for all these years, well, I want you to know there's an option now available. QC Kinetics is now on the ground in Montana. You can get a free consultation. Give them a call, 406-201-6263, 406-201-6263, QC Kinetics.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. Call Aaron on the Parsec Data Management phone lines. 406-294-0970. Parsec Data Management, securing critical business IT.
Well, I got several messages on our Montana Talks app from across the state, but some really good ones in particular from Bozeman and from Belgrade, talking about this whole homeless situation. And so, you know, we've talked a lot about that over the past 2-3 days. So I want to share those messages with you. I think I'll save those for the 7 o'clock hour, though, because I want to get to the governor's state of the state of the dress here and play that full report for you. But I did get one quick message that came in with the discussion already this morning here. Lucas in Broadview sent us this message on the Montana Talks app. There's not an organization out there that promotes lying, stealing, misdirection, misrepresentation, cheating, and integrity issues like American politics. If I lied to my employer, I'd be going home. We need a you lie, you fry bill on the table. Imagine if politicians argued perspectives based on facts and reasoning rather than emotion and falsehoods. Good point, Lucas. That reminds me of something Abdu Murray had to say. He was the Big Sky Worldview Forum speaker this past weekend, and then he spoke at Word of Life Church in Billings on a Sunday morning as well. And he basically said, let me hold that thought, because it's going to take more than just 30 seconds to relay that thought for you. So let me save that one, because I do want to get, this is about a 7-minute report here, so let's jump right into it here. Here is the report from the University of Montana's School of Journalism and their Legislative News Service.
Reporting from the Montana Legislature, I'm Eleanor Smith. Governor Greg Gianforte delivered his second State of the State speech on Wednesday night, highlighting issues ranging from tax policy to education to Montana's response to the fentanyl crisis.
Montanans want greater opportunity, good-paying jobs, tax relief, the best education possible for their kids, affordable, accessible, high-quality health care, safe communities, attainable housing, stronger families, and responsible, effective government. I share their priorities, and together we must deliver on them.
The governor dove right into tax policy, a big issue this legislative session. He talked about his proposal that would cut Montana's maximum income tax from 6.5% to 5.9%, as well as legislation that would lower property taxes and make more businesses exempt from equipment taxes.
Hardworking Montanans should keep more of what they earn, because ultimately, it's not the government's money.
He also talked about expanding trades and healthcare, including breaking down barriers for healthcare providers to practice in Montana. And he also spoke on his red tape initiative, designed to get rid of unnecessary bureaucracy for Montana businesses. On education, Gianforte promised more support for Montana's teachers as the state faces a teacher shortage. He referenced Senate Bill 70 specifically, which would encourage teachers to move to rural areas by helping pay off their student loans. And Gianforte said the government should never be able to step in between a parent and their child's education.
Let's empower Montana parents to choose what's best for their family and their kids. Let's protect parental rights.
He also promised to fight for legislation that he called common sense pro-life bills. And on the same note, he encouraged legislation that incentivizes Montana families to adopt by giving them tax credits.
Every child deserves a home where they can reach their full potential. To get more children into permanent, loving homes, we're proposing an adoption tax credit of $5,000. If you adopt a kid from our foster care system, that amount bumps to $7,500.
The full House chamber rose to its feet when Gianforte talked about efforts to address the growing cases of missing and murdered Indigenous people. Indigenous people composed 30.7% of the total missing persons cases in Montana in 2021, according to a brief release by the Department of Justice. Lawmakers have proposed several bills that aim to deal with the crisis, including one that would provide grants to communities to train local volunteers in missing persons searches.
We also continue to face the heartbreaking crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous persons. And this is an all-hands-on-deck moment.
Gianforte also laid out his proposals for combating the drug crisis, including expanding addiction treatment with the Angel Initiative, which allows Montanans struggling with addiction to go to any police station in Montana to ask for and receive help. He also talked about the Heart Fund, a community grant program designed to help Montanans beat their addictions.
Instead of turning our backs on those struggling with addiction, We're investing in hope and opportunity as they get clean, sober, and healthy.
Gianforte said his budget also aims to build up mental health services.
We propose a generational investment in behavioral health. With it, we'll repair the state hospital in Warm Springs. We'll improve patient services, and we'll better secure the safety of patients and providers.
He ended by talking about shared values.
We embrace the fundamental idea that the American dream is a sacred one, and together, we will always defend it.
In the rebuttal from the Democrats, however, Senator Shannon O'Brien from Missoula criticized the governor and his party for not doing enough to alleviate property tax burdens and not asking wealthy Montanans to pay their fair share.
Every single one of us is feeling the pinch of property taxes, of income taxes, and of inflation. The system needs to be fair, where the wealthy pay their fair share and ordinary Montanans aren't stuck paying the bulk of the bill. We can all agree there are ways to adjust the system while not putting all the burden on the middle and lower income families.
O'Brien said that Gianforte's plan doesn't do enough to address Montana's high cost of living and housing crisis, arguing that money spent on Gianforte's red tape initiative could be better spent on finding solutions for the housing crisis at the renter, landlord, and construction levels. She argued that Gianforte isn't doing enough to make a strong public education system for all students in Montana, and that his proposals don't do enough to help families with child care costs, saying that for some, child care can cost around $1,000 a month per child.
It's not fair, and it's not okay. These are our children.
Gianforte did mention the high costs of childcare in his speech and highlighted his proposal to give a $1,200 tax credit for families with children under six, and another that he says invests $100 million to help stabilize childcare in Montana. O'Brien finished her speech by addressing the partisan nature of this year's legislative session.
This legislative session is not about Democrats and Republicans. It's not about political wins and political losses. It's not about making national headlines, and it's not firing up certain groups. The 68th legislative session is about getting good things done for Montanans.
This legislative update is brought to you by the University of Montana School of Journalism, the Montana Broadcasters and Newspaper Associations, and the Greater Montana Foundation.
All right. Great report there, I thought, all around by the Legislative News Service there from the University of Montana School of Journalism. Usually you get some of these media reports from the newspapers and others, and instead of telling you, here's what the governor talked about last night, they spend more of their time just trying to take shots at the governor. So good job in that report there by just saying, hey, here's what the governor talked about, and kind of summarizing the high points there. I was glad it started to wrap up, though, because once we got to that Democrat state senator, was Shannon O'Brien, I'll have to figure out which town she's even from. I was like falling asleep. It's like, okay, whoa, come on. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. I haven't had all my coffee yet. But I thought it was really rich, though. And I'd be interested in your reactions to that report, either on what the governor said or the Democrat response. The Democrats are now in a super minority in the legislature, by the way. So it almost makes you wonder, do they even deserve a response? But whatever, it's good to hear what they have to say. I thought it was interesting. She was complaining about property taxes. You do realize that the bulk of the property taxes in this state and the taxpayers that are being hit the hardest by property taxes are mostly in these Democrat-run cities and in these Democrat-run counties, right? And it's the Democrats that constantly want to raise your property taxes. Every stinking levy, it seems, that comes before the voters, it's the Democrats saying, no, we want to raise your taxes. Now she's saying, oh, people are being hurt by property taxes. Well, gee, you think? You think? Where are people getting hit the hardest by property taxes? Missoula, Montana. Who controls Missoula, Montana? Who makes up the majority of the voters in Missoula, Montana? Democrats. And they're harming the working class the most with their property taxes and every levy under. Why don't they just take their Chevy Volt and drive it to the levy and get out of the way? But the governor's actually proposing property tax relief. Republicans are actually proposing property tax relief. I haven't heard the Democrats propose anything actual significant. And the rich need to pay their fair share. Oh, do you back a flat tax then, so that everybody pays their fair share? Anyway, no wonder the Democrats are the super minority that they are now in Montana.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
National debt is now the highest since World War II, and forecast to break that record soon. In 2022, last year alone, it hit 98% of our gross domestic product. Now, by the way, and Betsy McCoy, she's a great researcher. She points out that the United States is in the company of countries and nations like Mozambique, Angola, Portugal, Greece. Do we really want our kids? Do we really want to rob them blind by spending ourselves into oblivion? You know, over the last 50 years, the GDP, the debt-to-GDP ratio has averaged 46%. We're now over double that. And Joe Biden just keeps adding to it.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
My friend had his home stolen. The crime is home title theft. It's real. It's horrendous, but it's real, and it's everywhere. Now, luckily, this was just a demo, but I saw how criminals all around the world target American homeowners, and that's why I protect my home with Home Title Lock, and you need to as well. And a thief can simply forge your signature on a legal document claiming you sold your home to them. Homeowners insurance and common identity theft programs do not protect you, but Home Title Lock does. So protect yourself. Just go to their website. It's HomeTitleLock.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Verify your home's title is still safely in your name. Then just register your address for a free, no-obligation home title report for your files. That is a $100 value.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana-owned. Online at GrizzlyGoldandSilver.com.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, real quick, and then I want to talk Abdu Murray, post-truth, now post-modernism. Well, and we've only got a few minutes. It's 6:54 in the morning. You guys ready for post-truth versus post-modernism, all stemming from the message that we got from Lucas in Broadview on our Montana Talks app? Why not? Let's do it. But first, Attorney General Austin Knutson, the best AG in the country, issued a statement in response to the State of the State address by Governor Gianforte last night as well. Here's what the AG had to say. Governor Gianforte is right. Montanans are better off now than we were 2 years ago, but the threat of crime and drugs continues to grow after previous administrations ignored the issue for years. I appreciate his continued support for law enforcement and the needed resources for the Montana Department of Justice's Highway Patrol, Division of Criminal Investigation, Prosecution Bureau, and MMIP Task Force to hold criminals accountable and keep Montanans safe. So that was the response from Attorney General Austin Knutson. All right. So Lucas in Broadview said something that reminded me of a fascinating point that was made by Abdu Murray. So Lucas in Broadview was talking about lying politicians, you know, like lying Adam Schiff, like Eric Swalwell, like George Santos, you know, the drag queen body armor guy. Lucas said this. He says, imagine if politicians argued perspectives based on facts and reasoning rather than emotion and falsehoods. Not just politicians. Imagine if the people not only argued, but just talked about things. Imagine if truth and facts mattered more so or even equally so as feelings and emotions, right? But that's a really good point, isn't it? Anyway, Abdu Murray, who was the headliner for the Big Sky Worldview Forum this past weekend, he also spoke at Word of Life Church on Sunday morning, and several incredible things. And if you go to the Word of Life YouTube page, you can watch his full talk. It was incredible. And full disclosure, that's the church that I attend, but I host all of the Big Sky Worldview Forum speakers on this show, and oftentimes those speakers will speak at various churches in Montana when they come to town. And so I just got lucky that he happened to be speaking at the church that I attend on Sunday morning. But anyway, he made a point that, you know, we've all heard about the post-truth era. And that's what a lot of what we've talked about in recent years is we're in a post-truth era where the left and the anti, you know, Judeo-Christian movement will say, there is no truth. There is no truth, so you can't argue about truth because there is no truth. We can't agree on church. Don't tell us what truth is because you don't know what the truth is. Something to this effect. He says, we've now moved past that now. We've now moved past that now because they know that you cannot deny that there is a truth. You cannot deny that there is truth, that there is reality, that there are facts. You can't deny. But so what he said is we are now in this postmodernism era. Where, yes, there's a truth. Yeah, we get it. Yeah, there's whether it's this is what a woman is. This is what a man is. This is, this is biology. There is a truth, but that truth is down. Truth. The importance of truth is down here. Truth matters far less than my feelings, than my emotions, than my preferences. And he said it much better than I just recapped it for you right there. But I thought that was just fascinating insight where he says, you know, we're not in the post-truth environment. They know there's a truth out there. They know there is a reality. And I think if they're being honest, they know that there is a creator out there as well. But see, but what they've and even some of us will fall into this trap where we're like, well, yeah, we know what the truth is. We know what the reality is. We know what we're supposed to do and what we're not supposed to do. But you know what? My feelings, my preferences, more important than truth and reality. That's the postmodern world that we're living in. Anyway, I thought that was incredible. I don't know. Maybe you got a take on that as well, or maybe you got a woke update for us. You can fill in for David Noble. Call in right now.